Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, let's do it. I think this is the second time this week we've done a Five Reasons, if I'm not mistaken, because I feel like this is the second time I've asked our substitute producer, Colin Neal, to pull up this music. Ben Gary, shout out to Ben. Get well soon. Ben will be back soon. Colin, you're doing a great job. Thank you for getting that music ready to go. Let's do Five Reasons I Hate You, Chicago Cubs style. Normally a football season thing, but it's very flexible. We can use it anytime we want. Reason number five, I used to be a partial season ticket holder of the Cubs the 3 years that I lived in the Chicago area. Had a lot of fun around the ballpark. I did not have nearly as much fun in the ballpark because the ballpark itself is an overrated hellhole, in my opinion, where the seats are built for a Munchkin field trip. These are seats that, A, are built for people much smaller than I was at the time in Chicago and much smaller than people in Chicago are right now. Also, the seats I had, Seth, were down the right field line, and they weren't aimed towards home plate. You were facing the field. You know what I mean? So your head was cocked to the left the whole time. Turn Seth's mic up, please. Yeah.
Like you were sitting in one of those combo stadiums from the 70s.
Yes.
The baseball/football stadiums where you're not always facing the field.
The Metrodome.
You're watching one of the respective
the
sports.
Minnesota, yeah. Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome. I went to many games there when I used to travel on business. And yes, yeah, that was like that. I'm like, why do I have to turn my head to look at the field? Except at least that the Metrodome had the excuse, like you just said, of being a multi-purpose stadium. Wrigley was made for baseball. It's a dumb stadium, kind of dirty. I'm guessing maybe they've changed this in the last 20 years, but when I was there, you peed into troughs.
Oh, the trough urinals.
Troughs?
Wait, what?
Yeah. Last time I was at one of those, I think it was at Rice's old stadium.
Yes, Rice had troughs.
Yeah, they had the troughs.
Hold on, Colin just gave me a, well, hey, what? What's a trough? Colin's he's much younger than us.
Well, peeing in the trough?
There's a long trough.
Yeah.
That five or six people are peeing into at the same time.
Those are what those are called.
Those are called troughs, yes.
My age just displayed.
They're troughs, yeah.
It's a community, you know, you can watch everybody's urine kind of
bare notes
form into a river that
and it flows downhill, right?
Probably into the street in Chicago, onto the open street somewhere.
Or into the hot dog stands.
Watching everyone's urine, that's the only reason why, apparently. The only reason why you should use those things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's really fun. It's a lot of fun. So,
old stuff sucks. All right. Yeah. Including your stadium up there.
Yep. Number four, Kyle Tucker, sedated sloth in right field.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like he ate paste as a kid, too. We can say that now. Yeah.
He looks like he's the singer, Beck. It's like he's Beck's younger brother.
He does.
Who has to finish homeschooling his last couple years because he got caught stalking a teacher or something.
Beck, just as a reminder. Oh, yeah, he does.
He does. He looks a lot like
Beck.
Got
that long, that kind of horse face going on.
You don't get away with looking like Beck.
No.
Unless you're an awesome musician or an all-star right fielder.
Yeah. I would encourage fans to do one of two things tonight. Actually, let's get to Presley, and then I'll do my encouragement here. Ryan Presley, number three, Five Reasons I Hate You. Ryan Presley's on the Cubs. Ryan Presley's mom has rabbit ears. Mm-hmm. Way too big of rabbit ears. I'm not necessarily hating her. I just think she needs to settle down a little bit. I think Ryan needs to have had a talk with her at some point.
Fighting the fight to defend the honor of your family member on social media is always a somewhat losing affair.
Yeah.
You're never going to win that. You're never going to shut up all the haters.
When they're not playing well. Like, she was on there. I admire the loyalty.
Yeah.
But it is a Five Reasons worthy performance by her many times. Like, come on. Just, you know. Lay off. You know, just back up. Back up. Let Ryan do his thing. That kind of thing. She got rabbit ears. This is what I would tell people for tonight. Do one of two things. When Ryan Presley or Kyle Tucker are introduced, or maybe even during their tribute video, and I'm recommending this, mind you, during Five Reasons I Hate You, either take out a newspaper and hold it up like you're not interested in what you're seeing on the Jumbotron, or since newspapers are very scarce these days, just turn your back. Just turn around. Turn your back to the Jumbotron and don't watch the Kyle Tucker Ryan Presley video tribute.
That feels a little extreme.
It's Five Reasons I Hate You. I'll feel differently at 8:45. Right. But in the moment, this is what I'm telling
people. Do something like this, some kind of chant that involves Kyle Tucker not being good in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That'd be the better one. Let's wait for the playoffs.
You're not good in the playoffs. Yeah, shorten.
Wait for October.
That's not bad. There you go. That's not bad. No, I'll feel differently in 10 minutes, but it's five reasons I hate you. So right now, turn your back on them. Number two, Jim Belushi. I Googled celebrity Cub fans yesterday, and there's no shortage of annoying people on the list. The one that annoys me the most is Jim Belushi, because I feel like he gravy trained off of his brother John Belushi, who passed away far too soon, age of 33.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of the wrong one died going on with this one. You know, like, yeah, that's...
kind of, yeah.
That's a general sentiment.
Yeah.
Not my opinion. I would say just that's been a joke forever.
I was on Reddit, and there was a thread that said the wrong one died in the Belushi family. Yeah, sorry, I'm just reading what the internet's saying, but yeah. He's not as funny as his brother, kind of gravy train. I didn't know who Jim Belushi was until after John Belushi died. Feels like Hollywood has kind of been doing him a solid all these years, you know. So, and he is a big Cubs fan. They've got John Cusack is a Cubs fan. I've never really enjoyed John Cusack.
Yeah, but didn't Cusack? What was the deal there? Chicago people were upset with him because he was either a Cubs fan who showed up wearing White Sox gear at a game or vice versa.
Oh, I don't know. I got to look that up. That sounds juicy. Knowing the people I know from Chicago.
Somebody from Barstool attacked him. I can't remember which was which and who he's the fan of.
Okay.
But somebody from Barstool kind of accosted him and called him a fraud for wearing the gear.
AI, I put in John Cusack fandom. John Cusack is known for his diverse film roles and status as a Chicago. He's an admitted fan of both the Cubs and the White Sox, a stance that has drawn some attention and even criticism.
Yeah.
While some fans might find it unusual, Cusack has defended his dual allegiance, noting that other Chicagoans, like Craig Robinson, played Daryl on The Office, share his love for both teams. Okay, that can't be hey, Craig Robinson does it. You know what? My apologies to Jim Belushi. John Cusack, you are a reason I hate the Chicago Cubs. You
can't polyamory in sports.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you, polyamory.
I mean, sometimes there is, but as far as your fandom,
not in the city. No, but not in the city like that. Not.
Yeah.
You can like multiple teams. You have to have a favorite, in my opinion. But liking the Cubs and the White Sox, it's just that don't compute to me.
If we're on the topic of movies, I would say Running Scared. I think Running Scared also annoys me. Two Chicago cops, Gregory Hines and Billy Crystal, in a movie that somehow took a weird turn where all of a sudden they're in Key West and Gregory Hines and Billy Crystal are roller skating in short shorts in Key West.
Short shorts.
And yet somehow finding heterosexual love interest.
They found women doing that?
Yes. It was a weird movie. It was Billy Crystal and Gregory Hines cast as tough Chicago cops.
Short shorts.
Quite get it. I'm sure they were short timers too. You know, it was one last bust before you get your pension.
You got to be careful with the short shorts. Did you see the video of the hurdler this week that had the really like short loose shorts on and everything was coming out during the race? He's having to while he's hurdling, he's pulling the shorts down over his member down there. Like, and then he tumbles to the ground at the end of the race and it's all hanging out there, flipping and flopping. Yeah.
That's a tough decision to make on the fly.
On the fly, and he won. He won.
Oh, he won
while
as he was
pulling
adjusting
his,
himself.
Yes. It was crazy. All right, reason number five reasons I hate you, Chicago Cubs. Steve Bartman. And it's not Bartman that I hate. It's the Cubs fans drove that poor bastard into exile over one unfortunate thing that I think 99% of other people sitting in that seat might have done. The Cubs were up. People forget this. They make it like Bartman. It was a tie game and with two outs in the ninth, and Bartman did that, and that cost them Game 7 in their trip to the World Series. A, it was Game 6. It wasn't Game 7. B, the Cubs were up 3-0 with one out in the eighth when this happened. And it's not like it was a hit. It was in foul territory. So you still had a chance to get Luis Castillo out at that point. They went on to lose 8-3. You were up 3-0. You allowed 8 runs in that inning. So, I mean, look, Bartman went to Notre Dame. That's not why I'm defending him. It was a little embarrassing for all of us associated with our small parochial school in Indiana.
Yeah.
But my God, like this guy is hailed as a reason why they didn't get to the World Series. You had a whole other game and two more innings, and you were up 3-0 at the time, and you got so mentally frazzled that you gave up 8 runs in the inning?
Yeah, that's somehow here. The apartment. And they ran him into, the guy had to go into hiding.
Yes.
Edges to this day.
To this day.
Hard to find. You can't just pick up a phone book, if you can find one, and point out Steve Bartman.
You can't.
He's been in hiding the entire time.
It's not an exaggeration. He went into exile.
A bunch of coked up mercantile exchange workers like thought that they were going to defend the honor of the city by beating him down.
The visual of him like with a coat, not wearing a coat, like a coat over his head. Getting escorted out, with getting pelted with stuff. Holy crap. It does make for a great documentary, but I think the anger was a little misguided. You know what I mean? So
I miss those headphones that had the radio in them. They still make them, you know?
Yeah.
And I might have to get one of those for the press.
That's
box.
What he had, right? He had the headphones?
Yeah, he had those one. I can't remember if there's an antenna sticking up or not. Kids, the height of making it in the 1980s was to have either headphones that also had a radio right in the earphones or a portable television, cathode ray television
that you could
carry around and sometimes see some television shows on.
Yeah. Why do I think he had one of those little Watchman things? I don't remember. You're right with a headset. I remember that. Remember he had a green turtleneck on with a Cubs sweatshirt of some sort. Because everybody, that was right before Halloween. A week later, everybody was going as Steve Bartman for Halloween. Green turtleneck, Cubs gear, hat, big headphones. There you go. The guy was hurdling and pole vaulting at the same time. Okay, he was. I was taking that text literally.
No, texture. Those are two separate events.
I'm like, was it one of these events?
You're so stupid.
I was like, was it one of these events where you have to do multiple things at the same? I'm like, oh, yeah, pole vaulting.
Yeah, like the new heptathlon.
Yeah.
That would be a fun event.
Oh, yeah.
The pole vault hurdle type of thing?
Oh, dude, yeah.
Like you have 10 10-foot pole vaults in a row. Not a hard amount to get over, but you gotta land, get out of the puffy thing, land in a pit of water, and then pick up another pole and keep going.
Oh, you're putting a pit of water.
Pick up the same pole.
You got a little steeplechase mixed in with a pit of water down there. Yeah. I like it.
I'm a track expert.
I painted Pendergast with you as we roll on here. All right, two of the newest Houston Texans, we heard from them. One of them, actually former Chicago player, it's personal. The other one, it's been personal with the Texans on the other side of the field. Now he's one of them. We will hear from both of them coming up next.